I hope we're still praying for the meetings that were announced in Weza.
You
also remembering that the meetings happening in the various places.
And I also
know you were praying, maybe you still continue to pray for our youth who will be leaving and toward the first bus. I'm sure any time from now it will depart.
It is already
gone. Second bus, I'm told, has just left. So we want to thank God for that. Let's also remember, told the youth from Botswana, they are on their way coming. Those from Zambia, they arrived last night. I'm told the last one from Zambia is arriving 1 o'clock today. Maybe we can read our scripture.
We're
going to read from the 26th chapter of Matthew. Matthew 26. Verse 65
will start. Matthew 26 will start on verse 65.
The Bible says,
Bible not.
Then the high priest rent his clothes, saying, "He has spoken blasphemy. What further need have we of witness? Behold, now ye have heard his blasphemy."
Ipapo mupirisita mukuru akabvarura nguo dzake akati, "Wabvuma, wamhura Mwari, tichatsikireiko zvapupu? Tarirai manzwa zvino kumhura kwake."
66.
Tichatsvakireiko zvapupu? Sorry. Tarirai manzwa zvino kumhura kwake.
Verse 66, Bible says, "What think ye?" They answered and said, "He is guilty of death."
Munoti kudiniko? Vakapindura vakati, unofanira kufa.
Then did they spit on his face, and buffeted him, and others smote him with the palms of their hands.
Zvino vaka mupira mate pachiso, vaka murova netsiva, vamwe noruvoko vachiti.
Tinamatei, brata pia wacha tinamatei.
Tinamatei. Baba tinokutendai mangwanani ano mutsvene makaro maJehovha nenguva yamatipa zvekare yokuyamba menyu. Baba wangu muna masimba, shoko raverengwa tenzi Jesu Kristu sekudzidzisa kwatakaitwa kuti munhu zvake ane maoko maviri anokwanisa kungovhura mapepa eBhaibheri. Mwari wangu muna masimba, asi kududzira shoko iri zvinotora mweya wenyu mutsvene. Tinonamata Baba muna masimba Jehovha nehama yedu mutsvene makaro yabvuma kuzviisa parutivi. Mwari wangu chitiitai Baba kuti tinzwe zvamunotaura imi kubva nemuromo wemunhu Baba muzita ramambo Jesu Kristu tanamata nokutenda. Amen.
Amen. We can take your seats.
Mungagare henyu pasi.
Today,
nasi,
as we commemorate Easter,
tiri kurangarira Easter,
I thought we just talk a little bit. I don't intend to take long. But I've got lots of notes.
Lots.
But by God's grace, we're not going to take long. So this morning, we're going to talk on the subject guilty of love.
Zvino mangwanana ano tazotaura pamusoro penyaya yemhosva yerudo.
Our Lord Jesus Christ,
Ishe wedu tenzi Jesu Kristu,
the reason why he was condemned, he went on the cross of Calvary,
chikonzero vakapomerwa mhosva vakaenda pamuchinjiko
wekalvari, is because he was found guilty.
Inyaya yekuti vakawanikwa vane mhosva.
Guilty of love.
Mhosva yerudo.
Guilty of loving you.
Mhosva yekuda iwe.
He had done nothing wrong,
ana chakaipa chakaita,
yet the world found him guilty.
Asi mhosva yakamuonera mhaka.
You were supposed to die, my brother, my sister.
You were fana kufa, man.
You were supposed to be crucified to die.
You were fana kuroverwa pa.
But he took your place.
Asi akatora nzvimbo yako.
So today, as we commemorate him,
naizozo nasi tiri kumurangarira.
The reason is,
chikonzero ndeichi.
He was found guilty.
Akawanikwa aine mhosva.
The prophet says,
profita anoti,
in the message, God using his gifts,
mumaridzo yakanziwo Mwari
vachitanzwa chipo towards Calvary.
Jesu nechiso chake akatarisa kumuchinjikwa.
Walking out of the city,
achifamba achibuda muguta.
As he moves along slowly,
achifamba hake zvishoma nezvishoma.
His head up towards the skies, leading the host of people.
Zvino musoma kudenga.
Trying their level best, the apostles, 12 of them, to keep the people back.
Achiedza na pose pai.
And to beg them from the overripe fruit and things thrown at him. His head towards Calvary.
Zino,
his height leaning. Okay, all right.
Alright.
I'm sure we can read, so if we just get something, I think you can just follow on the screen. He was to go such agony until the blood and water would separate his body.
Zvino iye akava nekugomera nokurwadziwa kukuru kusvikira mvura yakabuda muviri make.
He didn't have to do it.
Anga asingafani kuzviita.
But his love constrained him to do it.
Asi rudo rwake rwakamumanikidza kuti azviite.
If he didn't do it,
dai asina kuzviita,
would be lost.
Taidai takarasika.
His enemies would be lost.
Vavengi vakewo zvakare vaidai vakarasika.
But he loved even his enemies.
Asi akatsvoda kunyange nevavengi vake.
So Easter, it means
Saka Easter inoreva kuti
the Lord Jesus Christ loved everybody.
Ishe Jesu Kristu vakada munhu wese.
Even his enemies.
Kunyange vavengi vake.
No wonder why he cried out and said, Father, forgive them, they do not know what they are doing.
Ndochikonzero akadaidzira akati baba varegererei nokuti havazive
zvavari. Imagine somebody spitting on your face.
Chimbofunga umwe munhu wekusvipira maso kumeso.
Hitting at you.
Okurova.
Yet you say, Father, forgive them. They do not know what they are doing. That is Easter for you, my brother. No wonder why he was found guilty. Guilty of love. You know, when he went on the cross of Calvary, he was extending his love for you. You need to reciprocate that today.
Unofanira kunyatso kucherechedza ipapo nhasi.
Like mother Opossum.
Samai Opossum mukaya.
She had love for her young ones.
Vakava nerudo nevana vayo.
The love of Jesus Christ being extended.
Rudo rwaJesu ruchitandavadzwa.
If an animal could display such kind of a love,
zvino kana mhuka yakakwanisa kuratidza mhando.
What a challenge we have this morning.
Kudenhwa kwakadii kwatiinako mangwana.
The prophet says,
muprofita anoti,
divine love and sovereign grace,
rudo rutsvene rwaMwari wenu kuzvitonga.
He says, what is it?
Zvinoye vanoti, chiko ichi?
I have seen that happen time after time.
Ndakaona zvichiitika nguva dzakawanda.
When love is projected,
kana rudo rwaratidzwa,
sovereign grace will have to come and take its place.
Kuchonga kuzvitonga kwaMwari kunotouya
kuendera mberi. God our Father was concerned about an ignorant, dumb breed of an opossum,
zvino kana Mwari baba vedu vakava nehanya pamusoro pemhuka yeopossum,
that opossum knows more about divine healing than half the preachers in Canada.
Mukai opossum yanga isingatombozive pamusoro perudo rwaMwari ikoko kuCanada.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What a challenge it is.
Kudenwa kwakadiko.
Even though the prophet said Canada and America, I'm sure Zimbabwe will also represented there.
Kunyange muprofita achitaura kuti Canada kuAmerica, asi Zimbabwe isu tiri kutomiririrwawo ipapo.
She knows how to follow the leading of the Holy Ghost. And she comes as an ignorant dumb brute and waited. And God be my judge.
Akatoya semuka iyo yanga yakakuvadzwa yakatomirira uye mwari ndiyo mtongi wangu.
As I stand before you at the day of judgment,
ndichamira pamberi penyu zuva rokutongwa.
Know that he had laid the healing hand to that dumb brute and made her well.
Ndichiziva kuti iye akatopodza mhuka iyi yanga yakakuvadzwa.
Because I believe in my heart,
nokuti ndinotenda mwoyo mangu,
she wanted to live for those babies.
Aida kura mukai, aida kura ramira vana vayo.
To show an example that when human beings get away from God, they drop further and lower than the animals. What a challenge, my brother, my sister. This is the purpose in your heart. To say, Lord, I want to thank you for dying for me on the cross of Calvary. I want to live right. I want to show love. The prophet says, she loved and grace took its place. How much more are we tonight? Hans Pakada Nyasha Zakatura Nzimbo Zazo. How much more are you tonight that the opossum was?
Zino kuzakadio kwamuri imimi sezakanga zi opossum iyo.
How much more is that mother standing there with her baby?
Zakadio kwamuri wosamai vakamira ipapo vane vana vavo.
How much more is this mother with her baby?
Zakadiniwo zvakare namai ava vaine mwana wavo.
How much more is each one of you in there? How much more value are you? Amen.
Zvinopa udzamu hwakadii kwamuri kuna vese vari muno.
Jesus said about the sparrows.
Jesu anoti pamusoro pe.
Not one sparrow, he said, could fall to the street without the Father knows it.
Hapana kana shiri imwe chete
inodona
baba vasiri kuzviziva.
But how much more value are you than sparrows?
Iwe vakakosha zvakadii kupfuura shiri iyi?
Don't your father know that what you in need of?
Baba vaka vazive here zvaunoda.
Now there is only one way that God can do this.
That's
for you to have love for him.
That
will cast out all the fear that you have that you won't do it. And say, Lord Jesus, I love you.
Yes, fear will say,
God will not be able to do it.
Kuchika kuno kuudza iko kuti mwari havasi kuzozvita.
But love cast away that fear.
Asi rudo runodzinga kutya ikoko.
Talk about love, especially in animals.
Titaure pamusoro perudo kunyanya kumhuka.
The prophet says when he went hunting,
muprofita anoti paaienda kunovhima,
he was with this somebody called Beth.
Vakanga vaine umwe munhu uyu aidaidzwa achinzi Beth.
The prophet says he was cruel, so he could shoot just for the fun of it.
Muprofita anoti murume aiva nehutsinyi saka aigona ngouraya mhuka zvokungonakidzwa.
So this day he was with Beth there in the woods.
Saka musi uyu vakanga vaine murume uyu Beth vari mumasango.
Just to paraphrase it, so Beth, so they done hunting and they couldn't find any, so Beth has a whistle so which he could play in a form that it will appear as if it's a young one of a deer crying.
Kungopfukisa hedu nyaya iyi kungoti vanga vatenderera zvavo musango vachitsvaka mhuka vashaya asi Bet akagadzira picho yakanga ichirira kana kuti ichichema semwana wemhembwe.
So the prophet says,
muprofita vanoti,
oh, you won't do that.
Iwe haungakwanisi kudaro.
And he let out a little scream, sounded like a little old baby found crying. All of a sudden, right across the place, a great, big, beautiful doe raised up. That's the mother deer.
No, ipapo ipapo, my mukaombe yakabva yabuda. Ndio amai memba.
She raised up.
Yakasimuka.
I seen those great, big, graceful ears, big brown eyes. She wasn't 30 yards from me.
Anga siri 30 meters kubapandiri.
Bet looked up at me and smiled, and I thought, "Oh, Bet, don't do that. You are not going to do that."
Zino Bet akabvandi tarisa achibvanyemwerera. Ini ndichibvandati, "Oh, Bet, iwa haungaita izvozvo."
And I could see her walking out there, her head up. Pretty animal. Why was it? What was making her walk out there? So the mother doe, he was walking, and she could see that there was danger. But the prophet saying, what was making her just walk into danger?
Alright. My member are vairamba vachifamba vachienda kumberi kune mwana aichema asi vachinyatso kuona kuti kune njodzi iriko saka inda itarisa kuti sei vari kuramba vachifamba vachienda.
Something in her, a mother's love.
Pane chaiva maari rudo rwaamai.
A baby had cried.
Mwana anga achema.
She walked out into the open.
Akafamba achibuda pachena.
She wouldn't have done it for nothing. But what was it? The strain was on. She was a mother. She couldn't help it. A baby was crying. And a mother's instinct in her led her out. She was trying to find that baby. So that's exactly what happens when love is projected. You don't fear any danger. That's exactly what the Lord suffered. In the Garden of Gethsemane, he knew what was before him. The cross was heavy. But he knew if he was not going to do it, the whole human race was going to be lost. That's mother's love. You know, the prophet tells us a story about a mother whose house was on fire and her child was inside. Instinct, mother's love, made her not to be afraid to go right in the raging fires. My prayer this morning is, let God's love baptize us. You fear no danger. You fear no evil. You fear no temptation. Whatever the devil brings your way, you're not going to fear it because the love of God will have enveloped you. Now about Beth. The prophet tells us, he was a cruel man, but when love was projected by the mother doe, he asked the prophet to say, "Lead me to Christ." Sometimes we can preach. We can testify to our young loved ones, young ones. But if it is not accompanied with love, we are wasting our time. Show love. They will come to Christ. Because the prophet tells us, when love is projected, sovereign grace takes over. It won't be you being the talking, but that sovereign grace. The Lord Jesus Christ, the reason why he died on the cross. He did not die for righteous people. He died for sinners like me. So because of me, he was hung on the cross of Calvary. Hallelujah. So yes, I want to thank him today. To say, you came specifically for me, a sinner. You were declared guilty because of me. The whole council of the court, they agreed to say, this man is guilty. He did not contest. We know people here on earth, when you go even to the magistrate's court, if you are convicted, if you are found guilty, sometimes you appeal. You say, no, I want to go to the high court. You go to the high court, you are found guilty again. You say, I still want to appeal to the Supreme Court. But our Lord Jesus Christ, right at the lower court, when he was found guilty, he said, yes, I am guilty. He was said, I was guilty because of me, a sinner. He said, willingly, I will take on the cross. It was heavy, yes, the cross, but he said, I will take it. That tree, he hung on to that tree. He embraced it, knowing very well that my eyes, as I was in his mind. When he was looking at the multitudes, I believe he was seeing me. I was in his mind, because I am the chiefest of them sinners. Oh, praise be the name of the Lord. Amazing grace. How sweet that sound. That saved a wretch like me. You know, brother, you appreciate Easter well if exactly you know where you came from. If you were born in sin, shaped iniquity, came into this world speaking lies, you understand Easter better. Who among his two people, say for example, it's even in the Bible saying, people who owed money, someone say $1 million, and another one say, for example, $1,000. If people are forgiven, whom do you think will appreciate the creditor more? Reminds me of this woman of ill fame, who was caught right in the act. They brought him to him, and they said, we know, we found you. It's not that a presupposition, but we found you right. We caught you right in the act. What should be done to this? Tell us, command us to stone her as pay. Look at the one who was declared guilty. His love was projected. Softly he spoke and said, the one with no sin, let him cast the first stone. Until he asked to say, where are your accusers? And he says, I don't condemn thee. Go thy way. See no more. Hallelujah. Oh, this man found guilty. I also want to be found guilty this morning. Guilty of love in the first degree. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, love should control everything that we do. Even the church should be controlled by love. Where love is, grace abounds. Who am I not to show love when love was also shown unto me? The prophet says, love controls the church. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. His love constrained him to do it. And when a love is constrained, sovereign grace projects its object. May I say that again? When divine love is projected, grace produces its object. And God loved the world so much till sovereign grace projected the Savior. Yes, indeed. And when you love God so much, sovereign grace will project to you the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Brother and sister, we should not let the death of our Lord Jesus Christ in vain. We should reap the benefits of him hanging on the cross. We should call him on the scene, the prophet says. He says, watch him go into movements. Watch him go into movements. Watch him, okay. Watch him do the supreme. Watch him do the things that no man, that men will wonder. Wonder and scratch their heads and not understand it. He is a historical God and a present God, thy God. He is waiting to be called out of history. If you want to call him out of history, the prophet says he is more willing to be called out of history. You can say also, Lord, you were found guilty of love. You can say, the Lord, you were found guilty of love. I also want to be found guilty of that same love today. That is my Easter message. That is my Easter request. I know, Lord, you can give it to me. He died so that you get that perfect love. If you want that perfect love this morning, I know you can get it. No wonder why the prophet says there is only two faculties that govern a human. One that is faith, which brings results, and the other is fear, which has no value in it at all. Faith is of God. Fear is of the devil. So if you see fear coming, just wash it out and say, fear, you are of the devil. Get thee behind. Fear makes you weary. Fear makes you to wonder. And if I was going to die in the morning, what good will it do to me to get all chewed up about it?
Kungotokuzoti,
Kufa is part of living. And this was Pana Singafe. Pana Singafe. We're all going to die. So don't even worry about it. What if I was going to be electrocuted in this morning? But when I'm against Mangwana and Anu, and my life is going to end tomorrow morning, what good would that do to me to worry about it? Well, you say, what good will it do to have faith? Faith can sign my pardon. There is value in faith. Don't be weary, don't be scared, don't be upset. Just have faith and believe. And the only way you can have faith, you have to have love first. For love produces faith. For perfect love, get it, perfect love casts out all fear. Praise be the name of the Lord. That perfect love has no boundaries, my brother, my sister. You can love. In fact, you are commanded to love your enemies. In fact, when that perfect love comes in you, it's automatic, you just love. The prophet says in the message Beyond the Curtain of Time, whatever you do, lay aside everything else until you get perfect love. Get a way you love everybody. Even every enemy, no matter if the plane is rocking, the lighting is flashing, or the guns of the enemies upon you, these things do not matter. Get perfect love.
You
know what perfect love does? Even if you know your brother or your sister is in error, you still love that person. That's the reason why he was condemned, found guilty of love. He had seen me that I was a sinner. He had seen that I was in error. Then he was condemned, guilty of love. The same applies to me and you, my brother, my sister. Even if you know your brother, your sister is in error, love him despite
it.
Maybe that's also the Lord that's also given on you. So that you can also display that motherly love. The prophet says, if the brother is in error, don't push him down. He is as far as he wants to be now. Correct. Help him up. Give him. Lift him up. Love him. No matter if he can't agree with you, love him anyhow. That's right. And don't just act like it, do it. Pray that God gives you that kind of a heart. Praise be the name of the Lord. This Easter, purpose in your heart, my brother, my sister. I want to be sincere. I want to be genuine. The Lord will give it to you. He will baptize you with that genuine, perfect love. And love is the ultimate force. It will quieten anything that's on the contrary. Even if somebody comes almost like raging or almost like on fire, almost like petrol has been put on fire, him, a person coming with such rage.
Amen. Kunyange pakati ya munhu achida kuparadza atori nemoto wepeturu chayo chaiwo rudo runopedza.
You know, there are sometimes you can see to say this hate is not just human hate, but something has taken the wings of that hate. You can see this is not normal hate.
Pane dzimwe nguva dzaunotonyatsokuona kuti ii mhando yeruvengo rune munhu yuka haisitongori mhando yekuvenga chete pane rimwe simba riri pasi riri kukuchidzira.
That can only be quenched by genuine perfect love.
Zvinongokwanisa kubviswa chete nerudo rwakakwana rwechokwadi.
Imagine my brother, he is carrying such a heavy tree.
Chimbofunga hama yangu iye akatakura muti unorema.
Somebody is whipping him.
Umwe munhu ari kumurova.
A thorn, a crown of thorn on his head. Somebody spitting on him.
Umwe munhu ari kumusipira.
And then he says, Father, forgive them. They do not know what they are doing. This is nothing short of perfect love, my brother. This Easter day, I'm saying, my brother, my sister, say, Lord, baptize me with such kind of a love. I want that ultimate force that I can conquer every evil spirit, I can conquer everything, any adversary that comes my way. Remember even the prophet, when that maniac of Oregon was approaching, you know, he was being looked after by the police. I don't know why how he got away from the long arm of the law.
Munoziva kuti murume uyu hofori yakanga iri kutsvakwa nemapurisa hatizivi kuti akadzvenga sei.
It was a known fact that this man was going to break even the jaws, the bones of preachers. He specialized in preachers, eh?
Zvaitonyatsokuzikanwa kuti murume uyu anoita kuda kupwanya
mapurisa. The prophet said, so when he was here, there were some ministers on this platform, about 300. So when they saw him coming like this, they screamed, ran away, taking cover, because they knew he could beat and he could break bones. The prophet then said he had just led to Christ some two police brothers. So they wanted to, you know, to enforce using their physical power.
Profita vakanga vachangobva kutungamirira vango mapurisa mairi kuna Kristu. Saka vakanga vakuda kushandisa simba ravo.
In terms of stature, I was checking what the prophet says. He was almost twice the size of Brother Branham in terms of the weight.
Tichitaura here pamusoro pechimiro chemurume uyu hofori.
So with the look of a natural eye, for sure he was going to destroy the prophet. And look at this. He felt the love of God coming into him. And when that love came, that the supernatural happened. He ran away. So in fact the prophet says, I felt sorry for him. In the same way, he felt sorry for that raging bull. So, brother and sister, let's get this perfect love. The story you know, he could not harm the prophet because love was projected. The same thing with the raging bull could not kill the prophet because love was projected. So let us have love, my brother, my sister, because we know it. It is our promise, and we are instructed to say, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples. One qualification for you to be known that you are a Christian, if you love one another. Our Lord Jesus Christ was declared, confirmed, that he was guilty of that love. The prophet says, love one another above everything. Love one another. No matter what the devil tries to say. Now you know you are one great big sweet group now. But remember my warning, Satan won't let that stay that way. He will shoot everything. If he has to bring somebody to make his target, he will bring some critic or unbeliever in, sit him down and cause him the fellowship with you in the quietness of things, and then he will shoot that guy with some kind of pose and stuff, and he will start through with the church with it. Don't you take sides with it. Don't you have nothing to do with anything else. You stay right loving and sweet and kind to one another. Pray for that man that he will be saved too, or that woman, and stick one to another. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We can never overemphasize the issue of love. Because it is the greatest force. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If we have love, it means we have conquered yourself. Human nature. Yes, if somebody steps on your toe, yes, you also want to retaliate. It is human nature. If you see that happening, it's human nature, you should know. Anyone born of the woman will react like that. But if you accept the one who was condemned, who was found guilty of love, for sure when one steps on your toe, you say, Father, forgive him, for he doesn't know what he's doing. Now, sometimes you know this person has wronged me. You know it. For sure he has done it. We spoke the other time about Hannah and
Penina.
Penina, she would know that I'm going to say things that will hurt my... Yes. The one who says she loves the most. True. But unto Hannah he gave a wealth portion. For he loved Hannah, but the Lord had shut her womb. So sometimes it happens. You are loved. But the Lord throws something on the way. Testing how you're going to react.
kukuyeza kuti iwe uchazvibata sei kana zvaitika.
The story of Hannah, you know, at first she thought it was carnal. She thought it was natural. She started crying, going for, you know, sometimes we fast when it's really not fasting, eh?
Nyaya ana imi munoiziva aifunga kuti hazvingoriwo nyaya yepanyama achiita zvinhu zvese achitsanya achiita sei.
It could not help her.
Hazvina kumbatsira.
Until she realized.
Kusvikira acherechedza.
She had to go before the Lord and pour it out.
Akatoenda pamberi paMwari ndopa akandodurura nyaya iyoyo.
Let me just read verse 6. Thanks, brother. And her adversary also provoked her soul. For to make a threat. You know, to provoke. You're doing that intentionally. You know, to say this one, if I say this, yes, it will get right deep in the heart.
Kana munhu achidenha munotoziva kuti munhu ari kutoita achida nechinangwa ichocho achitozviita kubva pakadzika pemwoyo.
God knew this was going to happen.
Mwari aiziva kuti zvichaitika.
So even if somebody comes to you, you should know God allowed that to happen.
Saka umwe munhu akatoya kwauri ndivatoziva kuti Mwari azvitendera.
You know something?
Munozachi.
The Lord Jesus Christ.
Ishe Jesu Kristu.
When he was moving with Judas.
Pavai famba na Judas.
He knew that Judas was going to betray him. He knew that.
I don't know that Judas.
Oh, he knew it. He knew it. So, even if your brother or your sister does something wrong to you, you should know.
Kunyangwe hama yako kana hanzvadzi yako ikaita chimwe chinhu chakatoipa unofanira kutozviziva.
It happened to our Lord Jesus Christ.
Zvakaitika kuna Ishe Jesu Kristu.
It happened to him.
Zvakaitika kwaari.
So it can also happen to you.
Zvinoitikawo zvakare kwauri.
But
asi
get that perfect love.
Iva nerudo rwakakwana.
With that perfect love,
nerudo rwakakwana,
you will still love that brother.
Unoramba uchida.
You still love that sister.
Unoramba uchida hanzvadzi iyeyo.
You know what? If somebody has done you wrong, pray for that person. Love that person. Then see what the Lord will do to you. I'll read one of my favorite quotes. The Great Commission, the prophet says, if I have found grace in your sight through God, you take my word for this, brethren. If you want to be a blessing and be a blessing, when a man has done you wrong and he has absolutely justly, I mean, he has done you wrong, and you know that he has done you wrong. He has done you evil. Don't mention that. You take him to prayer before God. And don't take it in a way of just a selfish and say, well, I'm supposed to do this. But stand with your shoulder to his shoulder and stand in the presence of God our Father.
Asimira uine munhu uyu akukanganisira.
Where a prayer should be made in the presence of God and say, Father, here is my brother. He is justly, he deserves punishment because he has done me evil. And I don't see why he did it. Then let God go to talking to you. And you see maybe what that man has been through. The devil has twisted him up somewhere and caused him to do that. Though he's absolutely wrong, before you leave the throne of God, you'll be feeling sorry for that man. You'll be sympathizing with that brother. And when you get down to earth again, you will go over to that brother and shake his hand because you know what he has been through.
Amen.
You can't stand with a mortal in the presence of God and condemn anybody. I don't believe so. No, say, even if he's a rank sinner. Praise the Lord. What about a brother who has done a mistake? Though I say he's wrong, sometimes he's accused of wrong when he is not wrong. But if he is wrong, well, if he will take him to the throne of God, stand there shoulder to shoulder with our brother, knowing he is mortal, and maybe his destination rests upon our attitude towards him. Amen.
Uchitoziva kuti hama yako iyi yakakanganisa chaizvo. Zvichida unotoziva magumo emunhu iyeye asi uine maonero nemaonero auinawo pamusoro pemunhu iyeye paanodzoka zvakare pamberi pechigaro chaMwari iwe unozocherechedza kuti mese makanga muri wrong.
We realize that everyone is guilty and we need one another.
Tinozocherechedza kuti tese tine mhosva asi tinodanana.
And the best way is to pray.
Nzira yakangonaka kuita naye kunamata.
Praise be the name of the Lord. This you can only do
izvi zvaunokwanisa kuita
when you accept the perfect love of God.
Kana iwe wagamuchira rudo rwaMwari rwakakwana.
If you are also condemned and ruled guilty of love.
Kana iwe uchiwanirwa mhosva uchitonzi wakaipa.
One of the benefits of Calvary or for being condemned to say you are guilty is you have to hate sin.
Chimwe chinhu chakatinakira kwatiri nokuda kweCalvary inyaya yekuwanira chivi mhosva.
If you think seriously about Calvary, my brother, my sister,
kana iwe ukadzamisisa pakufunga kwako pamusoro peCalvary.
The prophet says, save anybody who wants to be saved. How could you get a mental picture of Calvary and remain a sinner? How could you look at him going to Golgotha, to the hill, to be crucified in your place? A guilty sinner and see the precious Son of God going up the hill, dying in your stead.
Mutadzi akaipa kwazo, achiona achienda ku Calvary kundo fa panzvimbo yako iwe.
How could you look at his back bleeding when he was stripped?
Across
his back for our healing. Then deny divine healing, God
will
have mercy. Garden of Gethsemane. He bore it all. Because of you and for me. Now perfect love casts out fear. And that's the reason people won't take God at his word for healing. The reason is they don't love him well enough. Because you are scared he won't keep his word. Brother and sister, just look at yourself. Where you came from, If God could redeem you to take you from wherever you were to come sit here, do you think he will fail to take care of you from now henceforth? Don't be scared to take him at his word. If he went on the cross of Calvary, he had confidence in you. Show also your confidence in your Maker. He was condemned, found guilty of love, so that he gives you the right to live right. So living right is an inheritance that was obtained because he was found guilty. So my brother, wherever you are, you should live right. Because you know you are the son of the king. You know your father was found guilty of love. Therefore, you should live accordingly. The prophet tells us a story of one who was taken as a slave in a faraway country. He was behaving himself differently from the rest of them slaves. Until when some people came also to buy slaves, they wanted to buy him, and until the master says, "This one is not on sale." Let me just read what the prophet says. His words. He says, "I wondered a long time myself what made him different. But one day I found out. Over in the homeland where they came from in Africa, his father is the king of the tribe. And yet, being an alien, he knows he's a son of a king, and he acts like one. Oh, what ought that to do to us? Though we be alienated, though we in the dark world of unbelief and sorrow and sickness and death, yet we should act like sons and daughters of God. Amen. We are the sons and daughters of the King. It ought to change our attitude. No matter what the rest of the world is, we must hold up the rights of God. We remember this is not our home. We are not of this country. We are not of this world. We are born of the Spirit of God which is above. The Spirit of God says you must love. The Spirit of God overcomes fear. The Spirit of God overcomes hate. Get that perfect love and be found guilty of love in the first degree. The prophet says, and if you notice, it's when you are discouraged. That's when the devil can really pour it on you. Do you hear that? When you are discouraged, it's one of the characteristics of a man to get discouraged, eh? But the prophet is telling us, when that comes, Know also, the devil will really pour it on you. That's when he gets you. If you come to church and say, well, I don't know whether I'll ever get any better or not. I've been prayed twice. Oh my, you might as well go home, that's all. But when you cast that aside, God don't want you to be frowning. God wants you to be happy. The human heart was made to be happy. This Easter morning, the Lord is saying, be happy. He created your heart to be happy. If you worry, worry will cause cancer. Temper will cause cancer. Don't never be upset. Just walk in his love. Amen.
Hallelujah.
He was found guilty of love in the first degree. So be also full of love. The prophet says you must be baptized of love.
Hey.
To be fully immersed in love. Knowing that you are walking in him and nothing can harm you. There's neither power, things present, things future. Nothing can separate us from him. We are in him. So if you are in him, if something wants to destroy you, it means they have to destroy that which is on the outside. So it means God has to be destroyed first. Oh, my brother, my sister, how secure we are. We can even boast because we know we are safe and secure. And no one can destroy God. There is no power in heaven, on earth, under earth. So, why are you so fearful, my brother? It is not possible for you to be defeated because God is protecting you. The angels in heaven have been commanded even to protect you, my brother. You can walk free because you are the love of God. If God could sacrifice his only begotten son for you, this shows how much he loves you. Greater love has this, that a man should lay his life for his brother. You can even tell that devil, but you are too late, Satan. He died for me. I will overcome you because of Easter, because of Calvary. I will overcome you,
Satan,
with your demons, with your hate. I will overcome you. I have accepted that I am also guilty. I am guilty of love. Because I am guilty of love, I am now a prisoner. A prisoner has no privileges, my brother. He will only do that which his master commands him to do. Because you are found guilty of love, there is nothing else that you can do outside of love. You are commanded not to hate because you are a prisoner. Prisoners are told to say you eat at 2 a.m. They have to eat at 2 a.m. If they are told to say you walk Even you put on khaki shorts, that's exactly what they put on.
And
this morning, because you are found guilty, guilty of love, there is no way you can do anything else outside of love. You are under, you are protected in the maximum prison of love. Even if you try to escape, you will not be able to get out, I promise you. In fact, if you try to escape, trouble is before you. They will be after you. The angels of the Lord will be after you. You will not escape their captive, their watchful eye. The best thing you should do, remain in the maximum prison of love. Praise be the name of the Lord. It is only when your time is finished on earth, that's when the angel will come and say, wake up, let's go home. Hallelujah. You are condemned because you were found guilty. Guilty of love. Because you are guilty, you have been given free access to all the redemptive names, all redemptive blessings that are in God's word.
Wakapiwa mukana, wakazara pachena, pamazita amari ose okudzikinura.
If we talk about the natural prisoner, we have been found guilty and condemned, put in the maximum prison.
Zvinogana zvichitaura pamusoro pe vasungwa vepano panyika, vanowanirwa mhosva voiswa kujere repamusoro.
They will do what is instructed of them to do.
Vanotoita zvavari kunzi vaite.
So they will have to enjoy all the things that are in the jail.
Vanotofanira kufara vari mune zvinhu zvese zvirimo mujere.
If you are going to walk, I'm told you walk with your bucket full of your belongings. Those are the benefits of being in a prison. Now, if we look conversely, the benefits also of being in the prison, being guilty of love. You have to enjoy the benefits of Calvary. Oh, my brother, if hate, it is one of your challenges, because you are guilty of love, you can possess it even in the name of Jesus Christ this morning. You are given a free and open check. What is expected only of you is just to fill in the missing portions. Missing portions only. All other portions are already filled in, signed. What you only need to do is your request, is just what you need to write. Those are the benefits of being found guilty. And you know what? That check will always be honored. For sure, there are some banks that we know. We have personal checks, We also have what are called bank checks.
There
are some banks which you know, if you are given that bank check, it's as good as cash. Whatever amount is written on that check, you can go to that bank, you get that amount of cash. I know some earthly banks here, some of them, they might fail to honor what's written
there.
But I want to tell you this morning, the bank of heaven, whatever is written on that check will never be dishonored. Everything will be honored. If you write, healing is mine, yes, you get that healing. If you write, salvation, salvation you will get. If you write, love, love will be given unto you. What happened to that harlot? We call a harlot even now Rahab. She was given an open check. Oh my. She said, I will not limit myself. I will say, my mother, come in here. My father, come here. My siblings, come here. Oh, my brother, my sister. If you are in need of salvation of your children, salvation of your parents, your loved ones, you are guilty, my brother. You can take them in. Apply that token. Let mother's love prevail and then get them in. I know the bank of heaven will hear your cry. Don't be afraid to fill in. Fill in the hand and say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. It will come to pass. My brother, my sister, the Lord bled on the cross. He cried out, it is finished. It is finished. Because you were on his mind. I was on his mind. The reason he went on the cross of Calvary is so that you live a righteous life. So it is up to you, my brother, to claim your God-given rights, your God-given privileges. Living right is a privilege, my brother. Receiving the Holy Ghost is a privilege, my brother. It is your right because he went on the cross of Calvary. These are the benefits of Easter, my brother. You can tear off the devil to say, Satan, because of Easter, I have the right, I have the privilege to overcome you and your sins and even all devils. Brother, we have the right to say whatever we want. Whatever we confess, our bodies will have to be subjected to that which we speak. Oh, brother, I should speak whatever I want because I am a bride. You know, our natural brides, they should speak freely what they want to their husbands. No, freely they should. Whatever they want, they should freely speak. As a husband, you should also freely provide. No, true, if you have the right mental attitude of what I am saying, for sure you'll be able to provide everything you want, your wife wants. The same thing, if you want anything of your husband, our God, you can freely ask anything you want. Doesn't the Bible say, ask anything in my name and I will do it? Anything means anything, my brother, my sister. His last drop of blood dropped on the cross of Calvary so that that scripture can be made manifest, can be fulfilled even today. That's why he was found guilty. Guilty of love in the first degree. Oh, my brother, my sister. Won't we accept him? To say, Lord, help me to live right. This Easter, Lord, help me that I also show the true love. That prodigal son came to his senses and said, Lord, I'm coming home. He said, the path of sin, too long I've trod. Lord, I'm coming home. And the Lord will hear such a cry, such a request. That's exactly the reason he went on the cross of Calvary. To save humanity from that was lost. So God will be pleased to hear you cry and say, Lord, I'm coming home. Because I am guilty. Because I was guilty. And Lord, you said, you are guilty of love. Lord, I'm so thankful to you. Want to give you a chance this morning to say, Lord, I want to talk to you. I want you to come in my heart. I don't want Easter just to come in and go away without something supernatural, something happening in my life. I have seen many days, many years have gone past. But Lord, this Easter, I want something. I want a touch. I want to have a closer walk with you. I understand what Easter means. You didn't have to carry that cross. You didn't have to carry that cross, Lord. But because of my sins, you had to carry it. Lord, I'm coming to say, I am so sorry. I'm living a way which is not Christian way. Lord, help me to live right. I hear the benefits of Calvary, the benefits of Easter is to have that genuine love. So, Lord, I'm coming home this morning. Coming home. Coming home. Alleluia, open wide thine arms, O Lord, I'm coming, oh, coming home, coming. We're declaring this morning, come on, never more. Alleluia, oh, Penu, Adana, so, oh, Lord. Let's sing the first verse. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, somebody saying this Easter, I'm coming home. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. The path of sin too long I've trod. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Lord. Precious, yes. Precious. I'm declaring by my mouth that, Lord, I'm coming home. Thank you, Jesus. I now repent, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, Lord. Now. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord. Brother Ngorat is going to lead us into prayer. Come in. As Brother Ngorat is leading us in prayer, just purpose in your heart to say, Lord, yes, this Easter, I believe you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh.
Baba muri mutsvene kuimba kwatiri kuita Jehovah kuti ishe muri mutsvene tinodzoka zvakare baba muri mutsvene kumba Jehovah ishe muri mutsvene zviro kwazvo baba makanaka makatendeka takateterera kwenguva zhinji baba makanaka makatendeka tinokutenda ishe muri mutsvene kuda kwekauvari baba tinokutenda ishe muri mutsvene kuda kweshoko renyu mangwanana nhasi tenzi wokururama kuti baba muri mutsvene kuti dzosa zvakare ishe muri mutsvene kuti tinopepuka kuti baba muri mutsvene tiziyo kuti mwari wangu wokururama imi makatida ishe muri mutsvene tichiri vatadzi Baba muri mutsvene zviro kwazvo tinoziva kuti ishe muri mutsvene nguva zhinji baba makarurama takafunganya kuti vanhu vangu muri mutsvene tine rudo baba muri mutsvene asi Jehovha zviro kwazvo shoko renyu parinorehwa baba muri mutsvene mukati meana dzedu baba tinoona kuti ishe muri mutsvene tenzi wokururama hatikwanisi kuve baba muri mutsvene nerudo Jehovha serwa makave narwo ishe muri mutsvene pamakaenda pamuchinjikwa kusiya kwokunge mweya wenyu mutsvene auya matiri baba tinoti ishe muri mutsvene masikati anhasi tenzi wangu tinotarira kwamuri imi ishe muri mutsvene muri muvambi nemugumisiri wokutenda kwedu imi makaziva ishe muri mutsvene magumo mavambo asati avepo baba muri mutsvene tinotenda kuti masikatana stenzi wangu tiri pano baba muri mutsvene nokuti makatitemera Jehovha kuti baba muri mutsvene ishe makana katinge tiri pano panguva ino yekupedzisira mutsvene tinotibatsirei baba wokururama mukati meupenyu hwedu tinoti ishe muri mutsvene mangwanana nastenzi wangu tibatei zvakare baba muri mutsvene nesimba romweya mutsvene ishe makana kamutidzoreredze baba wokururama pane ichocho chinhano Jehovha chamakationa tiri ishe muri mutsvene nyika isati yavambwa baba muri mutsvene isai mukati mehana dzedu Jehovha ishe muri mutsvene rudo rwenyu baba makarurama runokwanisa kutarisa ishe muri mutsvene tenzi wokururama kupfuura baba muri mutsvene kukanganisa kupfuura baba muri mutsvene zvatingaitirwa baba makarurama zvatinofunga kuti hazvina kururama baba muri mutsvene makanaka makatendeka ishe muri mutsvene tenzi wokururama pamakamira ishe muri mutsvene pazuva riya baba wokururama mukati ishe muri mutsvene mepirate is judgment hall oh God baba muri mutsvene ishe makanaka Lord the same people oh God who were supposed to die heavenly father they are the ones who condemned you they are the ones heavenly father who said you should be crucified oh father God truly indeed how many times oh God ishe muri mutsvene baba makanaka makatendeka apo patinenge chiona ishe muri mutsvene baba muri mutsvene munhu anenge ari muchinhano Jehovha tatinoziva kuti ishe muri kururama baba muri mutsvene chiri nani hachisi nani baba muri mutsvene patiri Jehovha ishe kururama asi hatikwanisi kumira naye asi hatikwanisi kumira mukati menzvimbo yake mutsvene makanaka makatendeka kuti timureverere baba muri mutsvene ishe makanaka pamberi pouso hwenyu baba tibatsirei tenzi wokururama kuti Jehovha ishe muri mutsvene tikwanise maurana stenzi wangu mukati meupenyu hwedu baba makarurama kukwanisa ishe muri mutsvene baba makarurama kukwanisa kurevererana baba makanaka nokuti ishe muri mutsvene shoko renyu rakati Jehovha samasimba makatiita vaprisita baba muri mutsvene nemadzimambo baba muri mutsvene tibatsirei Jehovha wokururama baba muri mutsvene tikwanise baba makarurama kuzviisa pasi baba mutsvene ishe makarurama pesimba remuchinjikwa baba makanaka kuti baba muri mutsvene mukati mehana dzedu Jehovha mukwanise kuita ring that love heavenly father which is able to bring sinners baba makanaka ishe muri mutsvene baba makanaka to salvation oh God which is able to bring baba makarurama ishe wokururama the sick baba makarurama to that healing oh God it only took baba makarurama rudo rwenyu Jehovha oh mutsvene tibatsirei tenzi wangu baba tinoshuwa tinge tiri kereke panguva ino baba mutsvene inoratidza unhu wakristu Jesu inoratidza kuti imi ndimi mwari umwe chete zuro nhasi nokusingaperi baba mutsvene tibatsirei mukati memwoyo yedu baba makarurama kuti ishe muri mutsvene tipe paunhu hwedu wose baba makanaka mweya mutsvene aite take over mukati meupenyu hwedu ishe muri mutsvene baba makanaka tibude mukati menzvimbo ino baba makarurama oh mutsvene makanaka makatendeka mweya wenyu mutsvene achipupurirana nemweya yedu kuti zviro kwazvo tiri vana venyu baba makarurama kuti zviro kwazvo ishe muri mutsvene tiri pano baba mutsvene nokuda kwekauvhari baba tibatsirei titungamirirei Jehovha tinozviisa mukati meruoko rwenyu tinozviisa ishe mambere paberi pouso hwenyu tinoti uyai ishe mangwanana nastenzi wangu mubvise chimwe nechimwe baba makanaka mukati meupenyu hwedu baba makarurama chingadzivisa mweya wenyu mutsvene kufamba baba makanaka pakati pedu tenzi wangu chingadzivisa baba muri mutsvene ishe wokururama kuti vanorwara vapodzwe pakati pedu mutsvene makana makatendeka ndisu mangwanana nhasi ishe muri mutsvene tine mhosva ndisu baba muri mutsvene ishe makanaka tisina kukodzera baba tinoti tiitei vakakodzera Jehovha kuve vamiririri venyu baba muri mutsvene vakatendeka nokuda kwekuti ishe muri mutsvene zviro kwazvo tichiuya panguva ino tichirangarira baba makarurama kuti makarembera pamuchinji kwekauvhari kuti timire ishe muri mutsvene muutsvene timire baba makarurama tichitaridza ishe muri mutsvene unhu hwenyu baba tibatsirei umwe noumwe tenzi wangu tinoda kutendeseka baba muri mutsvene pane iyo ivhangeri yamakatigamuchidza tinoda kutendeseka baba makarurama ishe muri mutsvene tenzi wokururama pane muchinji kwekauvhari washe wokururama wati tiri kumiririra baba muri mutsvene mangwana nhasi tibatsirei baba makarurama tinoziva kuti hatikwanisi tiri toga tenzi wangu baba tinodisaimi mukati meupenyu hwedu tinodisaimi ishe muri mutsvene zvakare mudurure simba renyu romweya mutsvene mukati memwoyo yedu baba makarurama ishe muri mutsvene tibude mukati menzvimbo ino Jehovha tiri vanhu vatsva baba makarurama tiine ishe muri mutsvene tariro itsva baba makarurama oh mutsvene makarurama tiine kurevesa mukati memwoyo yedu kuti ishe muri mutsvene kwese kwatichaenda Jehovha tichaita display baba makarurama even that love heavenly father even that ishe muri mutsvene
baba makarurama, concern for those who are wrong. Oh, mutsvene makarurama, tibatsirei, titungamirirei. Tinozviisa mukati meruoko rwenyu, makasikatana stands wangu, kuti kuda kwenyu kwe kunoitwa mukati muupenyu hwedu. Baba tinozviisa kwamuri, chiti Ishe munomutsvene chivai nomwe nomwe baba makarurama, Ishe munomutsvene patinoenda Jehovha, endai nesu baba muri mutsvene, mugotidzosa zvakare mukati merudo rwenyu netsitsi dzenyu. Ishe makanaka tinokutendai baba makarurama, kunyani munomuranda wenyu amira pano masikatana stands wangu, kuzviisa parutivi baba makanaka, kuti Ishe munomutsvene mukwanise kutaura nesu. Baba tinoti Ishe munomutsvene dzorere dzai simba rabuda mari, Ishe munomutsvene mumpe zvimwe Ishe wokururama zvakawanda Jehovha, kuti vana venyu tive vanoita benefit baba makarurama. Ishe tenzo kurama kubva pashoko renyu, baba tinozviisa kwamuri, chiti Ishe chiuyai baba wokururama, kuda kwenyu kwe kunoitwa pakati pedu. Baba taizviisa kwamuri, chikumbira zvese nokutenda muzita ratenzi Jesu Kristu Ishe wedu. Amen and amen.